Although Carney's Carillon has stood tall since 1986, 3 years ago, the bells fell silent.
There was a lot of problems, and we figured out there were, I think, 9 bells of 24 that didn't work.
The machine that actually schedules the bells and decides which music to play was old, outdated, not working quite right. It didn't keep very good times.
Brett Klopek, then student body president, recruited fellow computer science majors to bring back the bells. Dustin Kozol and Aaron Grady wrote the software. Davin Jones, who graduated in December, built the electronics.
The whole aspect of the project, from designing the system to just laying out what needed to be done, and then actually going through and accomplishing that and doing it in an organized manner, in a manner that we can present it to other people. My skills we learned here is always very great for that.
The team decided to replace decades-old bell controls with a new computer.
This is the old one.
They slogged through steam tunnels to troubleshoot the wiring and relays.
And this is the box that was controlling the circuitry itself for the bell tower. This contains the wires that run to the bell tower that signal the clappers that were just replaced to ring the bells.
And now the guys near musical payday.
I think there's a lot of excitement. We receive calls from community members who say, you know, we miss the sound of the bells. You know, our houses are close enough that we can hear the bells ringing. So that's really the most maybe rewarding part of the project has been that, you know, people appreciate what we're doing.
I'm pretty sure I'll bring a smile on my face pretty much every time I hear the bells.
From the University of Nebraska at Kearney, I'm Mary Jane Bruce.